From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. In Lebanon today, hundreds of thousands of people rallied in Beirut's Martyrs Square, not far from the funeral that was held for slain Christian cabinet minister Pierre Gemayel. Members of the anti-Syrian majority in the government struck a defiant tone, saying neither opposition protests nor assassinations would topple the elected government. But many Lebanese worry that after the mourning for Gemayel passes, the government will face difficult problems with limited political resources. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Beirut.
Martyrs Square was packed, evoking memories of the March 14th rally last year after the bombing death of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. But at St. George's Cathedral around the corner, there was a religious rite to see to. The Gemayel family, which has lost several members to political killings, is perhaps somewhat used to having its personal grief play out against a very public political background, and today was no exception. As members of the anti-Syrian coalition government arrived, they were loudly cheered, and when opposition leaders showed up, the boos and hisses rang out from the crowd in front of the cathedral. Many in the crowd knew that today's pro-government display will likely give way to anti-government rallies organized by Hezbollah and its opposition partners. 52-year-old Assad Derbiye clutched a Lebanese flag and said rallies are one thing, but doing the bidding of Iran and Syria, which is what he thinks Hezbollah is doing, is unacceptable.
This is a democratic country. Let them do their demonstrations. We have no problem with that. But we are not going to be slaves of the Persian path, nor are we going to be under the thumb of the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. If they want to go down to the streets, even if they want to use gunfire, we will stand in front of them holding up roses.
Hezbollah representatives and Syrian officials have begun an aggressive response to such charges, accusing the majority of taking its orders from Washington and Jerusalem. Opposition rallies, which were postponed due to the mourning period for Gemayel, are still likely to be carried out. But many in today's crowd wondered what such shows of strength would accomplish. Several people at today's rally said it's important not to be distracted from the most crucial battle in the coming weeks, the effort to endorse the United Nations International Tribunal to try suspects in the Hariri killing. Investigators have implicated Lebanese and Syrian intelligence officials in that killing, and the government says Syria is using Hezbollah to try to scuttle the tribunal. Lillian Basraoui says that effort must not be allowed to succeed.
Our hope is in the international tribunal. If there's no international tribunal, then this is nothing. What you're seeing now, it will continue. Our total hope, everything relies on the international tribunal.
In an interview earlier this week, the editor of the English-language Daily Star, Jamil Marouet, said the majority has wasted much of the goodwill it propelled it to power after the Hariri killing, mainly because it failed to deliver on the reforms it promised, a new electoral law, anti-corruption reforms, and an independent judiciary. Mrui believes it's late, but not too late.
They can regain that instantaneously if they come out with a plan. Overnight, they will find themselves at the head of a very vigorous political following. But it will not happen if they do not come out with a plan.
In the meantime, there's an increasing atmosphere of government under siege in Beirut. A security cordon manned by police and army forces kept vehicles at least a mile from the presidential palace today. Meanwhile, ministers and lawmakers are traveling with extremely heavy security, and the prime minister has invited majority members who fear assassination attempts to take shelter at his well-defended residence. Some have already accepted the invitation. How long they'll have to stay there is anybody's guess. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Beirut.